KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 5 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and cold today, a high of 6 above. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for most of the listening area until noon today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, an alarm system alerted authorities in Mills County to a residential fire Tuesday night. Sheriff's officials said Wednesday, Mills County Dispatch received a report around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday of an alarm at 16683 Alcorn Avenue. That's in rural Council Bluffs. The call came in from a security company. Mills County deputies and the Iowa State Patrol responded to the scene. Upon their arrival, officers entered the residence to find it filling with smoke and several alarms being reported by the security company. Law enforcement left the home and called for fire and rescue personnel. Firefighters from Pacific Junction and Glenwood Fire and Rescue, along with personnel from Oak Township and Lewis Township Fire, responded to the scene. The home's owner, 69-year-old Gerald Nibby, was in Omaha visiting his son at the time of the alarm and arrived home after being notified by the alarm company. The cause of the fire remained under investigation. Two classic cars, which were located in a garage next to the house, were among the items damaged by the blaze. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their first meeting of the new year this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. On their agenda is a resolution calling for the appointment of a deputy recorder and an increase in the number of deputies from 1 to 2, along with the approval of an appointment with regard to a change in classification of an employee in the recorder's office, recorder's assistant to deputy recorder. The board will also act on several administrative matters, including the selection of a board chair and vice chair for 2014, the first year of wage adjustments, appointment of board members to serve on committees, and a resolution for a livestock facility construction evaluation, otherwise commonly known as the Master Matrix. A monthly economic report suggests supply managers surveyed in 9 Midwestern and Plains states are optimistic about the regional economy over the next 6 months. Confidence Index for the Mid-America Business Conditions Index jumped to 66.5 last month from 57.2 in November. However, the overall index rose just 2 points to 53.2 from 51.2 in November. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says businesses tied to agriculture continue to report softer economic conditions. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth, while a score below that suggests decline. Iowa's 21 publicly traded companies had a great year in the market. The Des Moines Register reports that share prices for all 21 companies went up in 2013, and all but four of them beat the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which had its best year since 1995. Now, with investor-owned equal shares of all 21 stocks, their portfolio would have seen a 38% increase. The companies that showed growth include American Equity Investment Life of West Des Moines, a seller of annuities. Its shares have risen almost 300% in 5 years. Another was the Renewable Energy Group, the nation's biggest biodiesel producer. The company had a great comeback in 2013 after its stock fell almost 40% during 2012. Well, the Internal Revenue Service is warning Iowans about a sophisticated telephone scam targeting taxpayers. Christopher Miller, the IRS spokesperson for Iowa, says anyone may be at risk for getting one of these calls, but the con artists are also singling out immigrants who may be easier prey.
The victims are told that they owe money to the IRS and that the money has to be paid promptly through a preloaded debit card or a wire transfer. And if they refuse, they're threatened with arrest or deportation or suspension of a business or driver's license.
The scam is being used on taxpayers in nearly every state in the country, and he says they're calling Iowans. Miller says the agency wants to educate taxpayers so they can protect themselves.
We want everyone to understand that the IRS will not ask for credit card numbers over the phone or request prepaid debit card or wire transfer information to settle a tax problem. That's not the way it works.
The first IRS contact with taxpayers on a tax issue is likely to occur by mail, he says, not a phone call. Miller says the scam is particularly troubling as the con artists, in many cases, have gone to great lengths to appear legitimate.
Scammers use fake names and IRS badge numbers. They may even be able to recite the last four digits of the victim's Social Security number, which is scary. And they have even figured out a way of spoofing the IRS toll-free number. so it shows up on your caller ID.
Some scammers have sent bogus IRS emails to victims to support their bogus calls. Victims may also hear background noise of other calls being conducted to mimic an IRS call site. If you get a call from someone claiming to be from the IRS and you might owe taxes, Miller says to call the agency at 800-829-1040 to see if there really is an issue. Otherwise, report the incident to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration at 800-366-4484. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, William Bill Kinsey, age 76, of rural Stewart, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Bill Kinsey will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Serena Helinski, age 37, of Anita, died Friday at her home. Memorial services for Serena Helinski will be held today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Charles Chuck Simpson, age 94, of Ross, died December 30th at his home. Funeral services for Chuck Simpson will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Robert Bigelow, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Bigelow will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Greg Cullen, age 57, of Peculiar, Missouri, and formerly of Messina, died Sunday at the Kansas University Medical Center in Kansas City. A massive Christian burial service for Greg Cullen will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Sabina Catholic Church in Belton, Missouri. Cullen Funeral Home in Raymore, Missouri, is in charge of the arrangements. Margaret Prignitz, age 76, of Anita, died December 27th at her home in Anita. Memorial services for Margaret Prignitz will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Deanna Jane Miller, age 73, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died December 26th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A gathering of friends and family of Deanna Miller will be held today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Beacom Apartment Community Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Janet K. Krause, age 75, of West Des Moines, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Janet Krause will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Hector Rodriguez, age 29, of Loveland, Colorado, and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hector Rodriguez will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Savannah Cannon, age 28, of Atlantic and formerly of Afton, died Friday. Memorial services for Savannah Cannon will be held tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norman Kreese, age 81, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Baird, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Norman Kreese will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Charlotte Stewart, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Charlotte Stewart will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marie Bruce, age 100, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Marie Bruce will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Corinne Lois Shuey, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Corinne Shuey will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Joyce Stanley, age 81, of Casey, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Joyce Stanley are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.